Hello and welcome to the Joseph Richards Show. I am your eponymous host, Joseph Richards. The current city is Arlington, Virginia, our nation's suburb. The current time is Fun 30, and the current beep is beep. I have to begin today's episode by again apologizing for the insanely annoying and inappropriate antics of Joey Kangaroo during the last show. I again apologize that he didn't manage to take your comments, that he broke in, and again, I cannot believe how he managed to run the equipment, even though he couldn't take your comments, and even more baffling is how he managed to write a script. And as I mentioned last time, you may be wondering, oh, does someone in fact write this shit beforehand? Well, the short answer is yes. For the long answer, let's turn to our meta-analyst, C.L. Distaff, in a segment we're calling I Can't Believe It's Not Better, The Making of the Joseph Richards Show, an original Lifetime made-for-TV movie starring Melissa Gilbert as struggling comedian, entertainer, writer, dancer, knitter, churner, hooch, musician, and philologist Joseph Richards. With the well-preserved corpse of Ricardo Montalban as Joseph's wise but non-existent uncle, Lucius Vandal. Rustling of papers, NPR-esque background effects like papers rustling, people talking chatter, but I don't really want to figure out how to do that right now. I am standing in the doorway of the one-bedroom Arlington, Virginia apartment where Joseph Richards records his much-beloved podcast every month. Joseph Richards is not in at the moment. I believe he is out at some coffee shop or the Cheesecake Factory, eating terrible food, drinking barely tolerable coffee, and penning the script that will represent the culmination of his limited and disputable genius. Now, listener, this will blow your mind unless you're a fan of people like Grant Morrison, but Joseph most likely even wrote what I just spoke. Wild. So right now, while he's gone, I managed to break his lock like the Rorschach to his Dan Dreiberg, or the Kovacs to his Night Owl, if that makes more sense to you. So let's just, let's creep around and see what's in this motherfucker's apartment. Motherfucker. That's actually kind of a weird word. I mean, it seems really, here's this toaster. It seems really anti-woman. Like, I mean, like calling someone a bitch, you know. A couple of comic books included. What is this? The Illuminator? Some sort of Christian comic? We call people bitch we denigrate women to insult men. And it doesn't really seem right that we would basically continue to use that language. Clearly some KY jelly stains on the pillow. Why the hell are they on the pillow? And why the hell am I as certain as Grissom that these stains are in fact from KY jelly? Maybe we should say something like something like father fucker. I don't know. I guess I mean that still seems too weird. I feel like I still have a problem. Oh, here's a can of Mountain Dew. And what is it? An R2-D2 toy box, life size, an overdue bill from Amazon.com for Dolores O'Riordan's autobiography. That's okay. So I guess I think what we should just, maybe we should just start saying like something that's a little more inclusive, like parent or guardian fucker. Cause you know, I mean, not everybody's got parents to speak of, and man, God, if he writes this shit beforehand, why? This is really... Oh, crap. I think he's back. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, my God. I've got to get out of here. Riveting. And now it's time for what is easily my favorite segment, because I don't have to write anything, and if this segment fails, it is ultimately your fault. Just kidding. You're actually to blame if the entire show fails, not just this segment. Ha ha. Ooh, I actually wrote ha ha in the script because I'm a sad, sad little man who still owes money on the autobiography of the Cranberries lead singer. As always, you can write comments to thejosephrichardsshow@gmail.com. That's thejosephrichardsshow@gmail.com. This week, it looks like we, in fact, did not have any comments. So what I want to do in lieu of comments is tell you a little bit about a recent trip I took to Birmingham, Alabama. So Birmingham, Alabama, a star has fell on it. Everybody knows this. Stars fell on the entire state, which I think it explains their poor, shoddy roadways. And who knows what happened to those stars anyway. Right. So I had to go down to Birmingham, Alabama for a conference, and I was there for 3 days. I love Birmingham. Birmingham is quite enjoyable. Was staying in a hotel, was very confused about my room and who was paying for it. It's clearly not me, but because I'm important. No, I'm not. I'm obviously not. I'm here alone, actually, right now. No, I mean, obviously the other cast are milling about because it's not just me recording this show. So I was in the hotel and I'm kind of milling about, you know, going to this conference, walking around, doing things, talking, eating candy. And I'm such a pathetic, fucko sometimes, because I didn't want to, buy any food, while there or once I came back from Birmingham. So the people who were hosting this conference, you know, had food for us, like breakfast bars and, like Twix and things like that. And I basically shamelessly walked over to the table where these were and pretty much just dumped them into my book bag. I waited until everyone got theirs, but then just grabbed mounds. They didn't have mounds, but I grabbed large quantities of these candies and put them in my book bag. So one day, standing in the lobby, there's some lobbyists down there, people who hated certain lobbies, and I can't abide by that. Every lobby, every antechamber, I think are created equal and should be treated as such. Yeah, I mean, some maybe don't have the bells and whistles, as some of the other ones, but I think they all deserve equal treatment. So, right, so I'm standing there in the lobby with some of these people I disdain, or some I just stained, because I spilled some wine on them, as I'm doing now. I'm just whining all over my computer. I promise I will get to the point. Someone, my producer, who I believe is a reanimated corpse, he was an animated corpse as well. Pretty lively, that one. But recently reanimated thanks to George Lucas coming along for the digital first anniversary of the Joseph Richards Show. You're going to hate the special edition. We have Container Binks as one of our new characters. Figure that one out. So, right, I'm standing there in the lobby, clearly alone, because you're listening to me talk about this stuff right now, and who could tolerate being around me? But I'm standing there, and I look, and there's a sign near the little, there's a little cafe area. This shows you how nice this place was. They had a little cafe, which cafe is actually French for little cafe. So I was being a little redundant just then, or redundant. So I was standing there and I saw the sign. It said, "We proudly brew Starbucks coffee." And I thought about all the other people, everywhere else and if they would maybe be saying something similar. But probably not. So, I mean, obviously not every place brews Starbucks coffee. And I imagine the people back there in the back of this little cafe, or again, as I said, cafe, which means little cafe, just standing back there, just beaming with pride, just turning on the machine and pressing the button and just smiling and just saying, "I am proudly brewing Starbucks coffee. I am so, my heart is full. My head is bursting. My mind is agape with knowledge flooding into the agape mind. This is me. I am so proud." And then just imagine people at other hotels. I mean, should they have similar signs? Like, "We feel neutral about brewing Senka. We depressedly brew Maxwell House. Not that I'm denigrating any of these brands. I'm saying, I mean, you can obviously be proud to brew those, but I would imagine this phrase is most likely copyrighted or copywritten, copywrote. Who knows? So that is my trip to Birmingham, Alabama. So we have some special things coming up, and I really kind of want to just give you a little bit of a preview of coming shows, coming attractions, if you will. You can definitely think of it that way. So one, what I'm going to be doing in the future, and I will definitely give you a few more details, is I want to introduce a part of the show later on in a future episode. That's audience participation, because clearly this show, it's not just mine, it's yours. I know a lot of listeners are positively affected by what happens, or infected, but, you know, if they're dealing with my producer, who is a reanimated corpse. So people are positively affected, infected, whatever, defected, if they leave the show, by this show. I got lost in prepositions, which I think was Sofia Coppola's lesser-known film starring not Bill Murray, Bill Paxton, and Scarlett O'Hara, who is a character and not a real person, and Vivian Leigh is most likely dead, unless she is dating my producer, which would be interesting. So right. I want to introduce a segment where I, and this is so exciting, I'm so excited to be talking about this later in full details, where I give you, the listener, punchlines. I give you punchlines. I just give you the punchline. Or conversely, not that Converse is a sponsor of the show, no one is, please help. Or I give you the lead up to the joke, and you write a punchline that's going to be amazing, and it's going to be, it can't be worse than anything you've heard on here so far. So, stay tuned for things like that. And, I want to have in the future, definitely a listener appreciation episode where we're going to be, appreciating the listeners, all two of you, which shouldn't. It should be kind of a short show, so we'll have to figure out what else is going on. But the thing I am most proud to talk about, we had, and again, I want to remind you before I get to previewing this next segment, always remember you can send your comments, thoughts, whatever, to the Joseph Richard Show at gmail.com. And don't forget that we actually now have a Tumblr account as well, that you can visit, and really see what's going on. I mean, there are links to the show, but there are also pictures, some things I've written. Recently, I did a segment called My Impression of Men, which I think is probably, you know, the most accurate, impression of the way men converse and talk that at least I've ever heard. So please feel free to visit our Tumblr account at josephpatrickrichards.tumblr.com, and Tumblr is TUMBLR. That's josephpatrickrichards.tumblr.com. Okay, so it's clear that you can hear with your ear, while most likely drinking a beer, in this, which is not a leap year, the excitement in my voice, because man alive, no offense, producer, who I have yet to name, man alive, I am, or reanimated, or undead, I am so excited, and I've got to think, listener Michael. Michael, faithful, loyal listener, I have to thank you for this suggestion, and it's something that I think it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to follow what is going to happen. This is episode 7 I'm previewing here. I don't even know how I'm going to Is it episode 7? Oh my word, it is not as the next episode. Episode 6. So for the very next episode of this show, I don't know how I'll be able to top it. It will all be the same as before. At the request of listeners, because we listen to listeners, it wasn't so much a request, but a listener, you know, Michael mentioned he wants to hear from the robot. He wants to hear more from Frankenstein's monsters. So what we decided, and we worked out a deal with their respective agents. One I think is Borax, and the other is Orange. We worked out a deal, maybe DDT. I don't know. I don't know any agents, clearly. I know agencies. Like the DDT Ocean, that's an agency. The Aegean is an agency. So what we've done is the robot will not only be taking over the next show, guest hosting, if you will, which is something he's been longing to do. I know he wants to get his message out about, you know, hating humans and shit like that, which is fine. Like, he deserves, everybody deserves that. So the robot will actually be interviewing, as part of the show, Frankenstein's monster. I kind of mentioned it before. I think I've alluded to it previously as well, I cannot think of a more significant, interesting, exclusive to this show interview, and I Googled and good searched and used lots of different browsers because I don't have an exclusive contract with any of them. I think Hotbot, we use Hotbot, Lycos, I use those. Spider Search, is that a thing? I don't know, but I used it, so it must be. So I looked at all the interviews throughout history, and not even one came close. It was actually a pretty interesting interview back in the day where the Lord God himself, that's right, the Jehovah, the Alamai and El Denai and Elohim, big old God, man, Lord, came down and actually interviewed Barbara Walters and Tip O'Neill and Rue McClanahan and Rip Taylor. I don't know if you remember that interview, but God famously stormed off when he got confetti in his eye. And no one has seen Rip Taylor since, except in the nightmares of fevered children with rubella. Yes. So this interview is going to be better than that. That's right. Not even setting myself up for failure by making that statement. There's no. Mainly because it's not. I'm not conducting it. It is the robot. So if anything happens, the robot. So I ask, when you give comments from the show, just remember, and he's not listening right now, unless he's always listening and is part of my computer, which is highly likely, just be sure that you be nice in the comments, because he will destroy humanity if you are not nice. I want to thank you again for tuning in to this episode of The Joseph Richard Show. I also want to thank you for tuning in so far. I want to thank you to all of our listeners who have provided comments and good, kind words. We really do appreciate you. This is something that we are trying. We'll see what happens. I mean, we know it is amazing, but we're going to keep improving it right up to the zenith of awesomeness that is capable. So for me, your host, Joseph Richards, and our reanimated producer, not yet named, and our cast of characters, including Bolin Tuber, Reverend Tuber, who has been itching to get back on the show, mainly because he sat in our poison ivy chair recently, which we had made for Uma Thurman, who never showed up. strangely enough. So from me to you, peace out, y'all.